Shir Samach Gimel Masechta Shabbos by the Rosh Yeshiva Chofs, fifth Shir in Perek Ramat Tznia, Chof Sivan Etav Shemem Ches, June 5th, 1988,
on Sunday. So like this, the shiur for chiyuv of itzoye is greater. Suppose it drew a kazai struma libai stomi. So less than greater. I mean, he didn't discuss this yet. From this gemara, I mean the gemara on top, the gemara here, it appears that Gregorius is more than a kazais. It appears Gregorius is more than a kazais. And the Gemara says, before on top, Gemara says, Uleilo Madike Kazayis Komashim. So we see from this Gemara that the Gregorius is more than a Kazayis.
Right.
That's how it's.
And the Rambam.
The Rambam.
And swear.
Yeah, how do you know the Rambam?
I heard it. I think I heard it here.
You heard it? No, I don't think I discussed it.
Yes, sir. Really,
I discussed
sir,
it.
No, I discussed it. Just mentioned it.
Briefly. Now, the Rambam says in Perikos Mechashabes Halacha Hey. Hatilish Ulshin Zari Zrodi in Lachile Shiuri Kigregas Vim Libhemo Shiure Kimle Pigdi Vim Lasoke Shiure Kiglevashal Beta Hamamerechli in Lachile Shiure Kigregas Vim Omar Libhemo Shiure Kimle Pigdi Vim Lasoke Kishure Kiglevashal Beta Ubeitzo amuro bechol mokim, he beitzo bein nishal zanigeli. Vichol mokim shenema, kidi levashel beitzo, u kidi levashel ki gregeres mi beitzo, u gregeres echot mishleisho bi beitzo.
One third of an egg.
So gregeres is one third of an egg. Now, then, it's since the Gemara says that Gregorius is more than a kazais, some mele, and a Gregorius which is more than a kazais is one third of an egg, so a kazais is even less than a third of an egg. Now, Simen Tov Bevov, so it's Pesach. Simen Tov Bevov, Shio Kazayis. Yesh emrim dehave kechotzi beit. Yesh emrim that it's kechotzi beit. Now, so. And Gregorius is, one second, please. Gregorius is more than a kazais. So Gregorius has to be, assuming that kazais is chotzi beit, so then Gregorius has to be more than a chotzi beit. But the Rambam Shita is, that he regress is shlish beit, tzais kazais. Kazais is even less than tenechotze beit. But the Gemara says that the Gemara in Chrisis Daf Yudalet says that that caseless is have a base aisin. Caseless is more than a kazayis. Caseless is a teino,
a ripe date.
I don't know, a date. Anyway, so that's two zaysi. And Ligabin Kippe also is hired only if he eats the caseless. Let's say a caseless. But the more increases says that caseless is have a base easy. And then the Gemara also says, increases, that the base abliye is marzik a beitza. The base abliye, in other words, you can swallow the size of a beitza at one time, not more. And so, we have one Gemara says that case is tuzes. Then we have another Gemara that says the beis abliye is marzik a beitza. So that means, and the Gemara also says that the beis abliye is marzik tukzeis. So that means that's how the Rishonim got that the kazayis is chotzi beitza, because the beis abliye say the beis abliye is marzik, the capacity of the beis abliye is tukzeisim, and it's also the capacity is a beitza. So mimele, that means that the kazayis is chotzi beitza. So the question is, and then the Gemara says here on Shabbos that the gregres is more than the kazayis, and the kazayis has to be chotzi beitza. So So a kazayis has to be chotzi beitza. Gregers is more, so he has to be more than chotzi beitza. And the Rambam says that a gregers is shlish beitza. So shlish beitza. So the Mogavron gives a very strange teretz. So he says, miyukosh. Amrinam b'chrisi shomim b'isabli emarzi keisam shnizeisi uvialna amrinam b'isabli emarzi keisam chibetz v'nirel so ikisi v'nireli miyo arambam koshe v'gzimu zeisim l'avi kibetz v'tzorof l'ima l'ahi d'perik ha'mitzniya ma'ere kazayis koto v'anan zayis b'nil b'nil. So the Mlirayim here on Shabbos, here the Kashi, I mean, what kind of a Zayis Kotni? There is only one Shir Kazayis, there are no two Shirin Kazayis. I mean, it's very strange. But the Be'er Agro here, seems to be a very long Be'er Agro with Cheshbenis, Maises, everything. But I mean, I'm not going over it. But the gist of the Be'er Agro is that there is no steering. It's true that the base of Lie is Marzik Tuzes, and the base of Lie is Marzik Ibeit. So that means that the base of Lie, is
Marz.
One second. The base of Lie is a heavy bait. A heavy bait. That, what?
Please,
let me finish it. Base of Lie is heavy bait. But then the question is, what the Rambam says, that the kazayis is hefet beitz. But then, the Rambam says that gregres, which is more than the kazayis, is shlish beitz. So he says both are true. In other words, when the Rambam says that the gregres, which is more than the kazayis, is only a shlish beitz, the Rambam means it's a third of a beitz biyachad im kliposo, with the shell. The shell also occupies space. So in other words, so when the Rambam says that the gregres, which is more than a kazayis, is shlish beitzo, it means shlish beitzo biyachad in kupos. And when it follows from the Gemara increases the tikazais, which is less than a greatness. So when the Rambam says that greatness is shlish beitzel, it means it's a third of the beitzel in the possible. And when Gemara in Chalisa says that the bisaplia is marzi kebeitzel, and it's marzi ktukzeisim, it means a beitzel without the clip. So maybe there is no stira. So a kazai, a gregress is more than a kazai. Now, but a kazai is a gregress is a little more than a kazai. But a gregress is one third of the beit yachatim liposh. And mimele a kazai is even less than a third of a beitzo yachad in the pasha. But when the Gemara in Chalisa says this apli is malzik tukzeis, it's malzik a beitzo, it means it's malzik a beitzo without the clip. So mele there is no stir. This is what it's a very, very long biragor, but this is the gist. And of course the biragor mentions Gemores, many Gemores, but this is the gist of the biragor. Now the Mogen Avraham, I don't know how to explain the Mogen Avraham. Anyway, so this is, I just discussed that because here the Gemara says, "Boy, me Rabbi Rav Nachman Zora Kazai Struma Libai Stom Emar Limai Dino Yeshabes Kitzrikas Dino." So Kazai is not chayev. So again, here the Gemara reiterates that the Gregress is more than a Kazayis, and that is mentioned the more that the Kale from Tal. So that's the Kasha, and this is, I mean, what the Goyim says is Miyashigaram. Because there are all kinds of truths, I mean, isn't that? But what the Goyim says, I mean, is it makes it very simple. All right. So the Gemara is the Kasha. Umar, Lemar, Ilin, Shabbos, Kitrikas, Ilin, Tume, so from this Gemara it's mashma that if it's less than a beitzo, it cannot be mikabotum. But it's not so poshut. That is the shita of Rav Natan in Tesis. But the shita of Rashi in Psochim, the shita of Rashi in Psochim, and the from Yimu, and the Rambam in Tumas Sochlin is that Mikabel Tume it can be Midimash Mikabel Tume, but the Shir of Beitzo is to transmit Tume to others. So only if it has, if the Dovah Tome touches the Dovah Toya and the Dovah Tome has the size of a Beitzo, then Trume is transmitted to the other heretofore Ichotoy. But to be Mikavu Tume, he can be Mimash. Midrais. Alright. Now. Then, Teis Veshite is all over that while Midraise, that's Ramantam Shite, while Midraise, even less than a beitzah can be mikabel, it cannot be mikabel, less than a beitzah cannot be mikabel tume, but midrabonon, even less than a beitzah can be mikabel tume, because there is a drosh in the safro. So this says, it's a smacht, or a smacht, but midrabonon, it can be mikabel tume. The Rash Chidushi Arash Bonchum, Daf Kuf Yutche, says that if it is, that if it's less than a beitzo, it cannot even be Mikabel Tume with Rabbon. So the Tashi is, but there is a Droshe. So there is a Droshe. All right, anyway, we'll soon see about it. So the Gemara has the Kash. So the Pashtas of this Gemara is that. Even Kabbalah still may, so it requires a beitzah. If it's less than a beitzah, it cannot even be Kabbalah. So the Gemara says, Leilom Leyin Shabbos. But your kashi is, how can you be mechuyev for itzoye? We need more than a kazayis, we need a kreyes. Uchigein diike poches mikibeitza ochle. V'hai mashlimi li beitza. In other words, where he threw it in a bayis tomei. What do you mean a bayis tomei? A bayis that has a nega. So anything that comes into the house is his tomei. So suppose in that bayis there is already from before so poches mekid beitza ochel. And then v'hai mashlimi li beitza. Then he threw the kazayis of the tomei and it fell and the poches mekibeitzo echli. So now it's already kept together with the kazayis, so there is a beitzo. V'hai mashlim li beitzo, my, midi mitztaret linyin tume mechayev, name lin shabbes, since it's mitztaret linyin tume, that it can be mitamei, so then it becomes tomei. So even though he was meitzi, he was zeirik, less than a greatness. But it has a chiddush. Why do we need greatness? Because if it's less than a greatness, it has no chiddush. But here, since it becomes tomei, through the zrike it becomes tomei. So it requires chiddush. In other words, chiddush can be acquired because of something good and of something bad. So in other words, so here, since it becomes tomei, this is not a pleasant phenomenon that becomes tomei, but it acquires chiddush. So even though this rike was realized on a piece of eichel that ordinarily has no chiddush, but here, because of that rike, it became tomei, so mimele it acquires chiddush. So at the moment of the zrike, it was in the bachoshev, so it's chayev. My minister of intume mechayev nameli in Shabbos, or you do more kolni in Shabbos, kik regres bia. No, let's see the Rashi. In li intume, di mi boi lochi nitmo li tamei, tu masoch mimei lav, ki beitza, so you see how Rashi emphasizes. So Tesis mentions the Raya from this Gemore that on the Raisa level of Lapoches it cannot even be mikabu tume if it's less than a beitza, but Rashi shit in Psochem is that it can be mikabu tume even if it's less than a beitza. So Rashi emphasizes di mi boi lochim nitmo li tamei tumas ochlin. Oy lav. So he emphasized. He doesn't say litamit masochel. In other words, whether it can be mitame others. He is kibeitza bina. Now, v'hai mashlime. In order to refute to be deiche the ray of teisves. So that's why Rashi emphasizes im nitno litamit masochel. We love kibeitzim. V'hai mashlimei shenoches levi shlimo v'al v'anoches unitmiu mai mi dechoshif hazriki linyin tume choshif namer linyin shabbos kilu gregeres amechaye v'loi om aleit nisu abisholei meir shte alechem lechem aponim shiu hon ki gregeres. What? Na'di gemore.
Okay.
Abisholim, eshti alechem lechem aponim, shiurom kikrei gres. That if somebody is meitzi on Shabbos, eshti alechem, or lechem aponim, that's kochi. So, it's the same shiur. We don't say, since it's kochi, so maybe it should be mechayev. Even if it's less than, no. It's the same shiur. V'amai. But if we say, since it is mitzuref linyin tume, so it acquires a chiddush l'gavi Shabbos too. So here too, leime midu linyin yeitzei b'kazayis linyin name linyin Shabbos name b'kazayis because there is a loche. If somebody somebody takes out kochi from the Azore, so if it's kochi, so if it is taken out of the Azore, of the mechitzes of the Azore, it becomes posel. But if it's kochim kali, so then only if he takes it out, chutz lechem es Yerushalayim. Now, shtei alechem and lechatonim, this kochi. So mele it becomes posel as yetzei by taking it out from the mechitzes of the Azore. Now, so why don't we say midli in yetzei? Because linyan Shabbos namet bekazayis. Apparently, we don't say just because it has a chshives ligabe a certain isa that it should have a chshives ligabe tzoyim Shabbos. So the Gemara says hochash. Hoso midav ke chutz lechem esazoi flisi biyetzi. A Shabbos l'mechayev adimofik lelishis harabim. When can we say that since it has chshives ligabe wonisa, so it acquires chshives ligabe tzoyim b'Shabbos only if it's bidne, if it's simultaneous.
Must
bidne simultaneous. Let's say here when it flows, of course, according to cases pshat it is simultaneous. According to Rashi, it's not simultaneous. But according to cases, it's simultaneous, because when does it become tamei? When it falls, and here to fall, poches mikibeitz ochmi, and then it's mitzuret to a beitzo, so then it becomes tamei, and then is the anoche. He was erected from the Rabbim into the Bayit Tomim, so say, it's simultaneous. Mashen came there by Lechmatonim, Bashtialech, Lechmatonim, it's not big, it's not simultaneous. Because the psul of Yetzei is how the moment he takes it out from the Azore, before he takes out the Rishis Rabbim, between the Azore and the Rishis Rabbim, you have a harabais, I mean, many, there's something intervening. When can he be mechuyev mishumitzoye? Only when he enters the Rishus Rabbi. So it's not bidne, some mele, it's not shayach to say, since ligabi yeitze it has chshives, so ligabi tzoye it also questions. Because it's not bidne. Shama chayrad mofrish is rabbi, hoche shabbos vitume ba'adodekas. Anyway, so the Gemara was not patient, the Tabai. Now the Rashi, Shiron, Kikrechves, imitzion rishus rabbi b'shabbos, v'amai leime b'kazayis mechayev, doch shive yitzoye l'inifsle b'yeitze, di'ach lehu eive b'lav, di'chol shebekidish posel, bo'akos flitun leises alachilose v'achile b'kazayis. So it's not only it's posel. It's possible, and if somebody eats something kochim that was Yetzei, that is possible because of Yetzei, it's Chayv Malkus. Chutz lechem es Azore lehekef achil shel lifnei ezras noshim oile ezras noshim shehi bechil. But ado de asya di ade asnach minitztarif masho, so lo ikibut mosei minu ave do lahave bei shir. Alright. So the Mishnah says that if somebody is matzniya, poches mikichoyes. So for the matzniya, it's considered as a devachoshu. But suppose he brought it back and then he was matzi it again, and he didn't form another intention to be matzniya it, so then, or I mean, lizera lidugmo lerefuo, so then he's potter and less nekrei. Pshite, of course, it's davar poshut. Just because one time he made a decision to use it for zriya lidugmo lerefuo, so that means that every other time it's also considered as it's lerefuo, lizriya, lidugmo.
No, by the way.
She did say, "Dava poshut." Why does the Mishnah even have to tell us? Omar Abaye Hocha Maaskinon Ki Shezor Kileitzer Umikei Miniker Mauri temi kimnim kimini kabnils kamaisi koye kamashmalon mizokaleitsa bitule batle. The Mishnah tells us even the case where he formed an intention to use it for Zri and he took it outside. Then he threw it back. He didn't do it for Zri, he changed his mind. And he threw it back in the storage place together with other Eichel. But he threw it in such a way that it could be identified. In other words, he could always pick it up again, put it up again. So we could argue, since one time he formed the intention to use it for Zriyeh, even though he threw it back because he postponed the Zriyeh. It's not that he was chaser from his intention. And he threw it back in such a way that he could readily identify it, so he wasn't mivatal his intention. So I could argue that way. So Kamashma, no. Since he threw it back, we say that the original intention is broken. And in order to be hired, he must spell out a new intention to use it for something. Pshite kim lizare batu machshove kamayis vavlik chlodom omar apayim asisim shloim lo befeos el shizor kleitzem bereis ab zeo bit machshove vlatzni lo chudel misne yitzlech ken shimin kemenika shal nisari fjofi nasho vare nikam neye mal di temi kim kemenika melz kamayis koe davlik mandatzni lo chude hohegasim lo kumashlo midar mirizar kleitzer bituri mak. Now let's hear it. Ilie tume ki beitza ochmina, mashma do in kabele ich auch tume bifoches mit ki beitza. U mashe heide rashe mit iraskeani, de zimsoche, das man mit gimu, de eichel mit kabel tume bichol shu, de tanye nikolo eichel shen mitame bichol shu, yochel ye mitame achiri, tam leina ashe yochel, eichel anechal bebasachas. Hebe ina ze beitzislam yire, so da ze drosh, Immer Rab Netam das machte. Was machte? Was ich war Poches mit Rabonen schon mit Kapotum ist und jetzt die Kasche ergänzt der Rashbo. Und ich durch der Rashbo am Chum darf ich nicht fressen. Das ist
das Wort der Gamme.
Das ist nicht im Wort, nicht im Tome mit Rabonen. Nein. Der Rashash ist ein very fine character. Immer Rab Netam das machte, doch ein Name meist Jerek, Marbino mit Iraskian in Nikolza, ist Ginyen. Not that one has to do with the other, there's no connection. But we find many droshes where it's a smach. For example, the Tereskeanim and the Gemara mentions the droshe that my Yerek is chayev, that Yerek is chayev in my Tumis and my Isres, and Midrash is not chayev. My Serilon, so the Shiddes Rambam means is chayev in Midrash. Most for Shem Machedik. But Yerek, everybody agrees that it's not Chayim Tumus Maes and Reis. And still, there is a Droshe, so it's an Asmachte. So here it's also an Asmachte. Because we have an Asmachte about, we hold the poor in the fairy called Shor, we mando mamash ki nit le blie, we hold it nan tomi mei, she soch ha tseis in da novin, ki beit som lechovenes teirin, There the Gemara discusses the question whether the mashkin that you squeeze out from a fruit, so what kind of a status does it have? Does it have a status of boulois or it has a status of mifkat pocket? Mifkat pocket means like yain in a chavis. So if a sheretz will touch the chobius on the outside and will not come in contact with the wine itself, will the wine become tumin or? Because, of course not. Because the barrel is only a keleh that contains the yain. But if we say that mashkin peyre, until they are squeezed out, so it has a status of nifkat pot. So, mele, if a dobo tome will touch the food before the juice is squeezed out, so it doesn't become tumen, because it's like juice that is inside the keli. But if we say that mashkin in the keli has a status of mivlabni, not mivkatvoki, so then it's one thing. So the solid food and the juice inside gets one thing, it's aina. So mele, just as, let's say, suppose there is a barrel of wine, and then a tome would put his finger at one spot in the wine. So all the wine, the barrel, even if it is a gigantic barrel, will become tome, because it's one wine. It's one wine. So here too, if we say that the juice, let's say, in an orange, in grapes, in an olive, so is balua in the olive, is balua in the grapes, is balua in the orange. So if the double tummy touches the food on the outside, it's considered like touching one spot of a food, because it's one thing. So that the Gemara discusses whether it's nivul mashkin is nivul bliye or it's nivkat pot. So the Gemara says ikashe liman. So one mandoma says mashkin nivul bliye. One mandoma says it's nivkat pot. So what the poetry will show mandoma mashkin nivul bliye. What it nam tomi meshe sochat zeisin va novim ki beitzom mechuvenes teiri. In other words, suppose you have the zeisim in the novin exactly the size of a beitzah, and then a tomes was squeezed out the zeisim in the novin. So if we say mifkat poki, then we understand this why it's toya. Because mifkat pocket means it's like being contained in a barrel, in a keli. So mele, if he touched, he was seichet eisim anovim. So he did not touch any juice until some juice came out. But the moment some juice came out, seems at the very outset, it had just exactly beitzam tzemes. The moment the first drops comes out, so what is left is less than the beitzam tzemes. So it cannot become tummy. It cannot tummy. So you understand? But if we say mibletli, so even though he did not touch the juice itself, but he touched the zeisim, the normal on the outside. The zeisim and anovim at the outside, the pulp and the juice, the tainach, it's one thing. So it's like touching one spot in a pear. So the whole pear becomes tough.
Before it's squeezed out.
What is that? Before it's squeezed out. In order to squeeze out, he has to touch it.
Ah.
Unless he uses a certain instrument. But that doesn't have reference to such case. So, if you hold the prophet, if you hold the man, 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 so if we've got today, we understand. The middle of the year, I might hear it. We make a lay, so you might give the terrace, the anovim shall you show. When the anovim were not, did not come in contact with any mashkin, of the Shiva Mashk, so really it couldn't be Mikabel Tome. When could it be Mikabel Tome? After it becomes moistened. When did it become moistened? When the first drop of juice, of the grape juice, or of the oil, comes out. But the moment it comes out and becomes Mukhshar, so it's already less than Kibetzah. So really it cannot be Mikabel Tome. So from this Gemara it appears Neged Rashi. It appears negative trash that it cannot, that if it's less than a beit, so it cannot even be mikabel tumme. Not only it cannot transmit tumme to others. So, umeikel vanav mishli yoshoim iskum yichshel lechisachedlo. So Tita says, no. It's all right. It's not a kasha against Rashi. Osi shafe gam repir shakumpas. The afal gam din kabin tume bichol tshu mikol mokei botzo lishiur and milikabu hechsher lipeo sharaf peros din foy bishim Rashi fil chofis din eichol mikabu hechsher bipoches mikibeitzo vitaime mishum asher yochil nafgelon mitame achirin bichibeitzo. So Rashi Shita is that the Neichel Mashu less than the Beitzo can be coupled to the Raisi. But to transmit to me only if it has the size of the Beitzo, because that's in the Xeros HaKosuf Asher Yochel, that if it's less than the Beitzo, it cannot transmit to me to others. And the Xeros HaKosuf of Hechsher is in the same posage as the Xeros HaKosuf of transmitting to me to others. So just as there is a Xeros HaKosuf that less than a Beitzo cannot transmit to me to others, so less than a Beitzo does not become Muksha. So in other words, here these grapes and the olives had not as yet been moistened. So they have to become moistened by the first drop that comes out. But when the first drop comes out, so then it's already less than the shiur. So it cannot become muksha through the moistening by the first drop. Because once the hechsha takes place, it's already, it doesn't have the shiur. V'chein b'feil perik ilo evrim gabi botzik shebisit ge'arevo. In Forish Abaye, is there any more psochim here? Thank you. First, we have to go over the Mishneh that we made in the later. Botzik shebisit ke arevo. Im yesh kazayiz limok meachot chay levaya. Before Pesach, you have to levaya the chometz. So suppose you have some dough, which is chometz, in the cracks, in the trough, in the kelet. You know, the trough in which you mix the dough. So you have cracks there. And some dough got stuck in the crack. Are you mechuyev to be fired or not? So it depends. If the quantity of dough that is stuck in the cracks in the trough is kazayis, then you are either balimoy balimotze and you are mechuyev to be fired. But if it's less than a kazayis, so it's both. You're not mechuyev to mivayer. Botzik shebisit ke'arevoyim yish kazayiz mokneachot chay mivayer. Vim loi, vim lav, is botel bimut. V'chein liyen atum. So ligabi tume is the same thing. Im makpid olof chetzitz. Vim reitze b'kiyum e'areyu ke'arevo. So, when the Mishnah says v'chein liyen atum, in makpidol of chaitzitz, in reitzit b'kiyum e'areyu. So on the surface it appears to be talking about chatzitz. So by chatzitz we have aloche of makpid. Chatzitz in an odom, chatzitz in a kelet. There is a concept of makpid. In other words, if somebody goes to it and he has some dough on his finger, so if he's makpid to take off the dough, can stand it, so then it's a chitz. So the theory is no good. But if it is something that he doesn't care to take it off, so the mele, it's not chitz. Let's say if somebody has a band-aid on a mat, and he has to wear the band-aid all the time, so it's not mat. So the mele is not chitz. But if he is mat, let's say the saw is already healed, and he's makpid to have it removed, So then, if he doesn't remove it before he goes tefillah, so he has to go with tefillah again. That's ligabei chitzit. But here, so there ligabei chitzit, the question is whether it's makpit or not makpit. But whether it's kazayis or not kazayis doesn't make any difference. So how does the Mishnah say, botzik shebisit ki'areivo, im yesh kazayis mok mechot chayim l'raya, vim lav bot bimutin. So as far as the chiyuv of biochometz is concerned, so the main question is whether it is kazayis, not whether it's makpit, not makpit. But then he says, "V'chein li'in atume imakrid of chaitz v'chaitz v'yumareu ka'arevo." So it's not the same thing. It's a question of peide, not kazayis or no kazayis. So there's the Gemara's kasha. Oh, v'chein li'in atume imakrid daf memhei omet beis. The third line from the end of mi dame. Hosom bishure talim yulse. Hoche mitpede talim yulse. Omar av yude eime unyina tume inike. Omar le abaye voch vechein liye tume katone. It doesn't say inike, but vechein. El omar abaye. Hoche koma. Vechein liyin yen tzir uf tume bi pesar. Uvishoy meis ha-shono inke plukte. Heiche dome. Gigein di ike. Poches mechid beit zochel v'nogu b'yehai botzei. So in other words, there is a poches mechid beit zochel, and then they touched this dough in the cracks in the trough. B'pesach v'yisuri choshuv is mitzdarek. Oh, let's see the Rashi. Lenin zu dem Forsch war so ein Pesach Kalim in der Bishure und die Schor in dieser Schor in der Plukte. So der Pshat der Mishni ist wie kein Lenin zu mir. So an Pesach because of this auch Bali Roy und Bali Motze in der Kliub of Biochomet so Meile it is depends whether it has the Shio Kazayis or not, not whether it's Mark is not Mark, but Bishor in dieser Schor when there is no importance in yes kazayis, no kazayis, so then the only consideration is whether it's makpid or not. So he says, we show him that shall we plug the chil mi makpid shne makpid, and it's on the safe makpid alone. The ike poches mche beitz ochlin, the nogu bahay boti, ka dogu, dogu bahari. So in other words, you had a piece of dough in the cracks, and then poches mikibeitz ochlin came in contact, fell into the trough and touched that piece of dough that is in the crack. Together, it is already kibeitz. Vinogoben, and then a tume came in contact with it. After the pochus migbeitz ochlin dropped on the door in the crack in the trough, so then let's say sheretz a davar tume came in contact with it. V'yitmo v'hoder nogu ben eichlin tume teirin, and after that so eichlin teirin touched it. So be pesach yisu chometz mechashvei v'yiseu choshuv hoyu v'kazai yisus k'al yichoshi l'in yisa chometz v'loi botu l'gabi arevo v'itan yereishe hashtel mien tume name li botu l'gabi arevo v'mikar et v'ashtel chibetza, because this piece of dough that fills up a crack, so if it wouldn't be on pesach, it could be considered as part and parcel of the drawer. Suppose you patch up if a drawer has a hole, and then you put a piece of metal, and you patch it up, so then it becomes incorporated into the keli itself. What difference does it make? Whether you use as a patch a piece of metal, or you use as a patch a heretofore, seems the piece of it's hardened though, end it fills up the crack, suddenly it's a patch, so you don't consider it as an eichel. Because it becomes bottle to the troll, it fills up the crack, it's a patch. A patch made out of food. What difference does it make? It's a patch, is a patch. So it becomes bottle to the troll, to the arevo. So mele, it cannot be mitzurech to the beitzo of eichlin, to be mikabotun. Because only an eichel can be mitzurech with an eichel. But suppose you have half a beitzo of an eichel, and then you put a piece of metal, half a beitzo, a piece of metal, so will be mikabotun. Everything that is mitzurech has to have a shemeichel. Now, so b'shoy meis hashono, if the piece of dough, even though it's whole achille, but the person does not intend to scrape it out and eat it. So in other words, he wants it to stay in the trough, in the arevo, as a patch. So melee it's mafkia de shemeichel from it. And it's considered like a piece of the kele. So melee it cannot be mitzuret with the other echli of poches mikibetzo to form, to constitute the beitzo to mikavotome. So mele, even if Isheretz touches it, it's still not mikavotome. It's still not mikavotome. Unless he's makpi to take it out, then it doesn't become bottle, then it's not a patch. Then it cannot be considered as a patch, if he's makpi. So be sure you may say, the main criterion is whether he's makpi or not makpi. Whether his intention is that this hardened dough should stay there permanently, so then the shemeichel is pocha from it, so it becomes part of the draw of the keli. And mimele, it cannot be mitzurech to beitzo, because it doesn't have a shemeichel. But if he's makpi to take it out, so then it doesn't become part of the keli. Shemeichel is not poka. Why? He's not makvid, but the Torah is makvid. The Torah tells him he must remove the kazayis dough that there is. So mele, even if he decides to leave it there permanently, he's either on the Torah. So whether he's makvid or not makvid doesn't matter. He has no right not to be makvid. So mele, the shemeichel is not poka. That's the gemara. וכן לפי רגל העבר גם בוצק שבסיד כערי בו למפורש הבית כמי כפורש מכתיבי צורך ונוגו בי בוצק מפסח סבאי נוגו בי בוצק so בפסח איסור חשתי is mistar even if he's not makpit because the Torah is makpit that he has to take it out. So maybe the shemeichel is not pocha. I forgot the loyti of pocha and gebeitzo have a motzleik mo dinog asheres because I is she besit ki arivo the pesar yisur cheishvi mikabotum bishoy mis hashono I kopi dein loy. So why does the Gemara say pocha and gebeitzo that fell and the piece of dough in the cracks, and together it's a beitzah. Even if together it's not a beitzah, even if together it's just a kazayis. So we could also say be pesach. So if it has a kazayis, so then it has. He doesn't become butter to the areva, even though he intends that he should stay there alone and void, because the Torah is makpid that he has to take it out. So the shemichel is not poka, but bishoyim is hashono. If he's not makpid, then it becomes part of the kele, and it's not the kabutum. Elo, so it's a kashe against rashi. Elo do nin kabul stuma atru napun nide di labo chasur mishuchon. Lochen nokat li ninyin li tame achir. Because as far as Kabbalah's Hatzim is concerned, so there is no nafkemine, because like this, if it's tome, it's tome. So you have to burn it. But if it's not tome, you don't have to burn it. But here it's chometz anyway, so whether it's tome or toya, you have to burn it. So that's why the Gemara mentions in Akimine Ligabe transmitting Tume to Avah. So there is no Rai Kashi against Rashi from the Dima. Umayisera metam Raye Deinechel mikabu Tume Poches mikibetza Itani b'fir kele Ivrin Hamakve shal Tumo Hashum ve'ashemen shal Chum Binogal Tvuyen Mikzoson Poslesku. In other words, Makfe, this is an echel. Let's say soup. Soup that coagulated. It was solidified. So the main thing is Truma. But he puts in certain spices, garlic, oil, of whom. But the main thing, that's the meat. The shum and the shemen, the spices, there's the meal. But the main thing, the main ingredient is the soup, the coagulated soup. Makre means coagulated soup. So that is truma. We know that tvuyen b'mikchoso. Now the aloha is a tvuyen. A tvuyen means somebody who was tamei and he was tadel b'mikchoso. But he's not Erev Shemesh yet, so he's not allowed to eat Trumo. But since he was already Teveil, so Mele is a din of Itvulyein. And Alochi is a Itvulyein. If Itvulyein touches an Echo, so it's like a Sheni Litume touching an Echo. Now, if a Sheni Litume touches an Echo, so it's not transmitted. Because by whom, so as far as you can go, there is no shlish. But by Trumo, there is a shlish. By Kadesh, there is a reveal. So Mele, a Tvuyein, after, let's say, even if he has been Itamnes, it doesn't make any difference, Itamnes or Itamisharens, whatever kind of Itam he was, after he was staying there, and before sunset, before it becomes dark, so he's not allowed to eat from it. But when it becomes dark, he's allowed to eat from it. He's allowed to eat from it. So what kind of status does he have after tefillah, before Erev Shemesh, like Shem? So if it will touch whom, it will not become tamei. Because if he has the status of Shemi, so the whom has to be, in order to become tamei, has to become shlishi. And the whom cannot become a shlish. But if it will yein touches an echo trumo, and by trumo we have a shlishi, so melee becomes tame. So, suppose hamat v'shel trumo v'ashum v'ashem v'shel chum v'noga tul yein b'mikzoson posles kulon. So the whole echa, the coagulated soup together with the spices, the shum and the shemen, becomes possible, even though the shum and the shemen is chum. How can it become possible? Chum is not affected by shlish litume, but it becomes bottle to the main food. The main food, the main ingredient is truma, and truma can become possible when a tefillin touches it. So mele, because agav kore of the main ingredient, which is truma, so even the spices of chum also become possible, also become tov. Makvish of chum, suppose the main ingredient, the coagulated soup is chum, vishum vishemesh of truma, vinoga tefillin mitzoson, loy posal elo mikein magoi. So suppose that Fulyin touches Dafke, the spices of Truma. So then that spot that he touched becomes possible, because that's Truma. So the Gemara as the Kashe, the Avinimbe, the King Magoya and my post for the Havike Beit, since the food as a whole cannot become top, because it's chum, and there is no shlishi in chum. So what do you say becomes tameh? The spices of truma that he touched, but the spices of truma that he touched are very little. They don't have a kibetza. Doesn't that prove against Rashi that if it doesn't have a gebet, so it cannot even be mikabel to me, not only it cannot transmit to mikabel. So what does Rashi do? So Rashi says that this is the wrong gears. V'Rashi ligoresoch, elogores v'botel berubin. In other words, since it's a meal, then there is aloha bitul berob. So mele, it should not. So, and the rov is chum. So even the truma should be bottled and be considered as chum. For is doche poich, we gain a goya my posel for bottle shum be shemen agamak, dom shumoche katone bereishe posel es kulo. How do we know that there is such a union of bittle? So from the reishe, because in the reishe it says amak vishol truma hashum vashemen shol chum, even if the tulyim touch the makve, and so the shum and shemesh or chum also become tamei. Why become tamei? But that's chum, and they cannot become they cannot become contaminated by contact of a tulyim, because the tulyim has the status of a shem. The answer is, since it is the miut, so merely becomes bottle to the rov. Since the rov has a din of truma, is truma, so mele, even the spices of chum also have the chumre of truma, mele they become tome for the nigia by itvulyeh. So over there the reishe mentions that the chumre, so midrabon, there is such a meaning of it. But Rashi applies it to kuletu. The Rashi goes, the Chalagoras of Botel Rube, who me forish doche por, mikin agoya an apostle, for Botel Shem Mishra and Agmakve, the Om Shemoche Ketan Bereish, apostle is Kulo. But that's no raya, because there it's only Chumre, but here Likule, vein nira limche kasor. So Tesis accepts the gears of the Tuyen. So, nei di batle veid, nei di batle bereish lahachmir, lohokeir, לא ימרינו, דיברת לה. ואיד ולשאי הכנימה דיברת לה השום והשמן. כיוון שאין בהם. So that's a מחלקס between Russian cases. Whether that gemore of makre של תרומו, השום והשמן של תרומו, has referenced the case where the yurev and the amatim nikar, not nikar, but we know that there is shum and shemen, yurev, but we can't see it, so then you can have bit. Or Teisa says no, the Gemara has referenced the case where it is nikar, we can see here is a piece of garlic and here is a piece of garlic. So nikar isa, there is no bittle. So now it's not chance of it. But in the reishe lichumre, so it becomes bottle lichumre mid rabbonon, but not likule. By Nikar Isa, there is no general din of bitl. But lechumre, we have a din of bitl here in the Rabbon. The boy, nay, the bat, the reish, lachmel, hokal, amrin, and bat, lebreid, lishayach, the neymar, Die Bat Lashum Vashem and Kim Shemben. Medikton Eli Poslon Kimagoei. So it's a riot that is Ben, because if it's not Nikia, well, how do we know where the Mekim Agoei? It's another question. Vei, but Bititanya Bitisefte, the Tone Biseife, it's not the Sefte, because that's a Mishneh. In Fulyein, Peribes in Fulyein, it's not the Sefte. Vei, the Tone Biseife of the Mishneh, Bamed Ramolim Bisman Shein Gush Bikuro, Mash Mashin Ben, but anyway, according to Rashi, it's not Nikarisa. It's not Nikarisa. But the Morris, the Mishnah says, Mekim Agoy, if it's not Nikarisa, how do we know what Mekim Agoy is? But there are certain situations. There is a Machlekes. There's a Machlekes between certain Gainim and the Rashbo. In other words, we have our Loche that Nikarisa, there is no Bit. So what is a clear case of Nikarisa? You can identify this. You see, the Isa is here. That's Nikarisa. What is what Nikarisa? We can't see it. Suppose we have this situation, you can see the Isa, but you cannot take it out. For example, let's say, suppose somebody now milked a dobotom, let's say a chazan, or a camel. So Kalayitzim Natomitom is also is also. So it's also. Now the Gemara says the Dovah Tomei is not minded. So in other words, Bina Sakum, so the Chachonim had to make a special Zera. But it couldn't be Osir for the same reason that Kolobakum is Osir. Kolobakum is Osir because of the possibility that the Akum was married the mill of Idor Tomei. But cheese that was made from milk, so we are sure that no Dovah Tomei was there, because the milk of Idor Tomei, of a chazal, let's say, of a camel, couldn't be made into cheese. Couldn't become cheese. That's a mitzias. So mele, the reason, so Gvina Sakum should be muter. But the special Zeirah, now the question is, suppose you have... So the question is, suppose Ligabichem, so Gvina Sakum is also because of his special zeir, either because of Mamidim Birkinas Neveles, Rabbi Yechanan says, or as Rabbi Shimon the lady says, because of Niko, because of Sakon, or whatever. But Chemesakum, there is no special zeir. And then, to Asa Chemesakum, because of the possibility, maybe the brother was made out of milk of Itomei, we don't have to be Cheshish, because butter is also hard, it's also stable. So if the butter had been made from milk, it couldn't have been made from milk of Idavatami, because that's not mine. So there are many Gainim who say that Chemesakum is mutar. Chemesakum is mutar, even if it is a place where the Goyim used Idavatami. Like today, I mean, the Goyim don't even use the Chol of Tomei. But even in a place in Isman where the Goyim do use Chol of Tomei, so many Goyim say that Chemesakum is Muta. Under all circumstances. Because Vinesakum is also because of the special Zeir. But Chemesakum, there is no special Zeir. Why should we answer it? Because of the Choshe, maybe the butter was made out, and the butter was made out of Chol of Tomei. You couldn't make butter out of Chol of Tomei. Since you have butter, so it was made out of Chol of Tomei. However, the Argeni, who who say that Cholov, in other words, not today, but today, because there is no Shosh, because Goyim don't use Cholov Tomei either. But let's say, in a place where Goyim use Cholov Tomei, so there are Goyim who say, you're not allowed to eat Chamesak. Why? But there's no Zeira on Chamesak. And the Buddha couldn't possibly have been made out of Cholov Tomei, because that wouldn't turn into butter. So the answer is, you know, when you see butter, of course, I mean, today's butter, you don't see it, but let's say, if it's homemade butter, you will see in cracks in butter, you'll see even in the butter you buy in the store, sometimes you see it. So you'll see you have cracks, and in the cracks you have droplets of milk. That means these droplets did not incurred. Some mele, some didn't say you are not allowed to eat chamesaku. Why aren't we allowed to eat chamesaku? Because through the Buddha itself is yetzim natoy. Because if it had been tome, it wouldn't turn into Buddha. But in the Buddha you have tzachtzuchim, droplets of milk. In the cracks, in the butter. Maybe those droplets happen to be a Cholov Tomei. So the goy was miyareif a little bit of Cholov Tomei with Cholov Toer, and the mele butter was formed because of the Cholov Toer. But the droplets that were originally from Cholov Tomei didn't turn into butter. That's why you have them as droplets. I mean, it doesn't mean anything, because he didn't do a good job. I mean, so that could be the reason. But there is a possibility that the droplets of milk that you see in the cracks in the butter, so are droplets of Cholov Tomei. So that's what other game say. So the Kesef Mishneh, the Bes Yosef, explains it. What's the machlekes again? It's machlekes again. Machlekes again. So what? How do the other game say that you are allowed to eat chemasakum, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that you are allowed? I mean, even in a place where goyim use cholov tamei, you are allowed to eat chemasakum. So what they say? So they say, even if these droplets are droplets of milk of Cholov Tomei, but it becomes bottle, but so what do other games say? No, it's Nikar Issa, you see the droplets. So what do these games say? How that it becomes bottle, but it's Nikar Issa, they say, just seeing that is not enough, you can't take it out. Suppose you want to carve out, to take out the milk, you'll destroy all the butter. Be nothing left. It is some job, you see, because it's coextensive with all butter. You have cracks, and then you have a minute droplets of milk. So the machlekes Rishen needs, that's a basic machlekes. Suppose you can see these, but you can't take it out, because once you take it out, you'll have to destroy the whole butter. It's not being able to take it out. So the Gainim who say that Chemasakum is Muter, they hold that even if you can see it, but if it is so intertwined one with the other that you cannot take out, you cannot separate one from the other unless you destroy the whole thing. So melee is, it's considered any Nikar Issa, because Nikar Issa doesn't mean just see. Nikar Issa means you can see and you can take it out. But if you can see but you can't take it out, it's so intertwined, you know, one is so intertwined in the other that you can't even take it out unless you destroy the whole thing. So that's considered any Nikar Issa. And that's the Shita of most Rishonim, that's the Psak of Shulchan Aruch also, that Chamesakum is Muta. So, and even in a place where the goyim use Cholov Tomei, why is it Muter? But there is a choshe. Maybe the droplets that you see the tzachtzuchei hollow, that you see in the brother. So that is hollow tamei. That's also in the rise of hollow tamei. So, and even chotzi shiu is also not here. The answer is becomes both. But you see it, the answer is, but you can't take it out. So mele we have to say, Teisus Kashi is, Vilein Bamedu Amurim Bizman Shimu Bishpikoro, Mash Mashim Be'en, but it Kashi can apply it to a case where it is so, the spices are so intertwined in the coagulated soup, that it's like the minute droplets of milk in the bottle. When, if you are going, you can see it, but if you are going to take it out, you'll destroy the whole thing, the whole makfe. And Rashi Shite is like the gaming, the tremes akum, is muter, so male there is bitter. The Rashi Chosa baby trishes, the Gabiporo mitamit masoch, the Hodoma of the Kamel Yechum, the Teo Yuda of Cheres, after the Mole Charadu, loved after Charadu, and the Klima Mole Beitzim, משום אחד לי כתובר, משום שני, כבוד מדרה בונן, is not. All right. In the Shabbos, כתריק רסבינון, have a motel me frach, am I not at Zorak? So why do they say Zorak? Am I not at Trumel by Stomei? So you do not Zorak, you do Mavir, and Chum, and why do you buy Stomei? Can be by Stomei also. כי אין די כפוחס בכי בית צויכלים. אין מריד להוכן נוקה צורק, דהשת ברדו דקועסיין, ונחייב לי נשאב סדנו. כי דה אומר, why does the Gemara mention that case of Zorak? Why not Mavia? Why not Mavia? He walked, he had in his hand, he had a kazayis promor, and then he entered the house. And then he rested, and he put it down, on the other eichlin. Why did the Gemara mention that the case of Zorah? Because in order to say that it acquires shivas, so it has to be beaten, it has to be some vasachas. So by Zorah, it is vasachas. Da hast du bei der Kassen, mir kann ich nicht schaden, es hat noch, die dann für die Kameizi, der hat die mir Rabbonen bei ihr nachher, gab ihm Maschu, aber mach nichts, mich los, ich bin die mir, ich ging, so in other words, there, die Gemorre says, suppose he throws a chifetz into the Rishus HaYochid, from the Rishus HaYochid, and then for one moment, it remains standing in the other. There is such a situation. It remains standing in the other, not resting on anything, just in the other. I mean, it's possible.
A pop-up fly, baseball.
I don't know how. I mean, anyway. So, for a moment, it remains standing in the other for a split second. And then it falls out of the Rishayot. So he's not high. Because even though it was a trust for a split second, but he didn't trust upon something tangible. It has to rest on something, on a piece of wood, on something. Not the other. No, you're not talking that little bit about Kiwi. Not talking a little bit about Chidus, of course, is high. But we're talking a little bit of Rabbonon, that's what he says. So, the Teo Gimuli Rabbonon of Rabachide, Baye Hanochel Gavimash. So, if it is, let's say, there is this, a chip, and the chifetz rests on the chip for a split second, then it starts falling again. So then he's high. But if he doesn't rest on something tangible, even for a split second, just in the other itself, it remains standing for a moment. So then he's not high. Avomachnis, Michiosi Teo Gimul, Igis HaShabbos, because that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara that Tzadik Veis will learn, because of the Aloch of Lovut. So, Igis HaShabbos, V'yisotumeleke, until he touches the heretofore, Eichlin Pochus Mechabeitzu. So it's not Bidne. V'yisotumeleke Adam Yistari, V'loy Asim, Bad Adonik. That's why the Gemara mentions, Rabbi mentions the case of Zorak, not of Mavir, because by Mavir it's not. Then why does he mention Kazai's room? Why can't he ask the same Abai in connection with Kazai's room? We daf kenok at Kazai's room di kerisa leichli bitume, avol poches mikazai's loy. Because now Zar is not allowed to eat Tumah, but the Kayim can eat Tumah. But the Kayim can eat Tumah, not only can eat Tumah, it's even making a mitzvah if the Kayim eats Tumah. But only if it's Tumah Teo. If it's Tumah Meo, so it's also the rice. Some Mele, there is Chshives. The Daf can look at Kazai is Tumah, the Kerisa Leich will be Tumah. Aber Pochus Mikazai is Loi. So then it doesn't require an exhibit, because even though it becomes tummy, so what becomes tummy? One is allowed to eat chunt meim. We are old meim and we all eat chunt meim. And even if we had been tailing, we still would be allowed to eat chunt meim. It's only mirsuchsides to eat bitar. But there is no isa. In eating chunt mei, v'chein kazai schun kim din yisalich obitume mishayach leim amigid mitzdarf lein tume. So what? It has no relevance. It becomes tume. So what? It becomes tume. You're allowed to eat it anyway. Tumo, you're not allowed to eat it. So it acquires chives ligabi yisar achiles amele. Efter, perhaps it acquires the shem d'rochoshuv ligabi tzoytu. Wie mich darf, wie mich habe es. Wie im Thema, meisch ne kazai ist drumme, mich hat sie sei es. Do bitrummet me ihr leke lese, gil mucha bohr, do eichu bitrummes hat mo in leke, wie hat sie sei es, na mehr kann man schrabiechenen, die hat sie schio, osa mina teiro. Was ist das? It's important. The Ishlein Adam Yikom, okay. So, this discussion is in view of the fact that the Yisrael of eating Trumot Meo, of Kayan eating Trumot, if there is no lab, it's only an Yisrael. And since Rabbi Yechanan says that Chotishio is also not Torah, so what that meaning is there? Whether there is a kazais or less than a kazais. What difference does it make? So even if less than a kazais, why did the Gemara as the kash the abaye in connection of the case of Zora kazais trumor abaye stomach? Implying that Zora khoti kazais trumor abaye stomach, even though there is a poches mikibetzo Eichlin there, and together with the Chotzik Azayis, there'll be a whole Beitzo.
Yeah.
So then he's certainly not Chay. The only Shaila is in the case of Zorak Azayis Trumo Lebaistam. But Zorak Poches Mikazayis Trumo Lebaistam, then he's not Chay. Why not? Monefshech. If we say that it's a result of acquiring Chshives, Ligabi Yisra Achille, it acquires Shivas Ligabi Tzoy too. So even Zorak Chotik Azayis Trumle Baiz Tomei. The same way. But what will it, if, like, according to Rish Lakish, alright, so Chotik Shio is only Yosef the Rabbonon. Mashen Genik Tzik Azayis, so it's also the Reis. So there is nothing new. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, that there is no difference as far as the Yisar is concerned between the Chotzi Kazayis and the Kazayis. Nafkimini is Ligabi Malkas. But for eating Tumat Meo, there is no Malkas anyway. So why does Rove emphasize Zorak Kazayis Trumale Baistame and not Zorak even Chotzikas eyes to Truma the Bais Tomei should be the same Shaila. That's his discussion. Bin Teh Meish Nikazai Struma Chotzikas eyes. So Tesis gives the teres even though Chotzi Shio was not here, but Kazais Trumat Meo is more homo than Chotzikazai's Truma.
Yeah.
Even though Chotzikazai's Truma Meo is also a ser, but it's not as homo as the Kazai's. The question is why? But that can be explained. I mentioned it several times already. Because the Rambam Shita is Ligabi Shvua Shov. Now, if Nishba Levavos HaMitzvah is Shvua Shov, it's not Chal, it's Chal Malkes for Shvua Shov. So if somebody takes a Shvui, a Lit Nivei, a Lit Rei, a Lit Chazak, so it's not Chal. Not only it's not Chal, it's Chal Malkes for Shvua Shov. Not only
Shvua Shov is what?
He's able to have the right self, the Shisha Shmer Kechol
HaShov. It's Chal Malkes for nothing.
Yeah, from nothing. In other words, if somebody will swear that this is iron, when it's wood, and everybody can see that it's not true, you see. If somebody swears, I ate breakfast this morning, and it happens that he didn't eat breakfast, so it could have been true, it's not obviously untrue. It just happens to be untrue. Bashenkin, if somebody is nishba, late to heaven, by 11 to 8, Aleichu Barzel will swear that this table is made out of metal of iron. When it's obvious that this is wood, so then it's not for Sheker, but it's for Shov. So Shamis is a Yadua. So Nishba Levatel Samis is also Shvua Shov. It's also Shvua Shov. If he takes his Shvua, not put on tefillin every day, it's Shvua Shov. Now, if somebody takes his Shvua, treat Nevele, so it's a Shvua Shov, it's not Chal. Suppose he takes a Shvua early, he chotzikas eyes Nevele. So the Rambam says it's not a Shvua Shov, and it's Chal too. He has to be moderate, of course, he has no heter to eat a chotzikas eyes, but Nevele, but he has to ask for a Torah. So the question is, why is the Shvua Chal? It should be a Shvua Shov. So I'll leave it there, Shlokish, you understand. But I'll leave it there, Rabbeichan, the Ram passed like Rabbeichan, and so it should be Yeshua Shav. So the Ram in Shvua is, and the Yeshua Yeshua says, because even though Chotishir is also not all, but it's not in Yisra Mifurish Bateo. It is learned out from Kol Chelem. So Yamar Beim Chotishir. In other words, so there are two kinds of derises. The Rambam Shita is in Mitzvahs, in Chazoko, that all the Surim and Mitzvahs that are deduced from the Midrash Atir and Reshben are Dibur Sefer. Chasisholim, Dibur Sefer and Rabbah. But it means it's a separate category of the Rises. There are two categories of the Rises. There are the Rises that are implicit in the Pshutei Shomikro, and there are the Rises that are not implicit in the Pshutei Shomikro. But they are deduced to the Mishnah Teir and Reshben. So both are equally true, but it's two categories of the rice. And we got another halacha. The Gemara says, Yumei, Beitzei, Shabbos, Hananashi, the Achle Vishase, Erev in Akipo, Adechashche. So Mutefshi is Sheikh and Mizili. Should make an issue over. If we can stop them in a nice way, fine. If not, to make a scandal, not supposed. In other words, so Hashem say only by the Rabbanon, or like the Raisa that is not in Foresh Beteo, like Tesa Simatipo, because that is not in Foresh Beteo, it's only induced, Me'ere Badere, Tibu Shabbat, that has to be Macy, or Petishola Chedesh, that you have to be Macy, Pechela Chedesh. So it's diversifier, not diversifier from Chassid Sholem in the sense of the Rabbanon. In other words, it's not like the rice in the food material. So the gabi, the aloha of mutif shishin and mizidin, it applies only to the rabbonons and to the rice that we put. So there is an afkimini. So the mail.
That causes Yom Kippur.
So that's right, that's right. Hotishio, Tishim Kippur and so on. Some mail, Taisva says that if he throws a hotikazais, Trumo, the Baistome, so then he certainly put it because he doesn't acquire any real shibis. Even though it acquires shivas, it can be the Issa of Hotishio, but the Issa of Hotishio is a new Issa. It's not an Issa on the Fulham material. But when he throws Kazais from Baistome, then it's an Issa, Essa on the Fulham material. Then it acquires real shivas, so then there is a Shaila, maybe it acquires a Shem de Rochoshuv, even Ligabe, Hitzoy Bishabas. Because if he throws a chotzikazai stomel by stomel, so then we couldn't say, since ligabe di iser of achille, it acquires shives, so male ligabe itzoye, it also acquires shives. Hitzoye, that's an iser, hamifuret material. The iser of eating a chotzikazai stomel mayo is an iser shein for material. It's another category of the rice. So Mele, how can it acquire Chshibes from the perspective of Isurim Hamfuroshim Teo, just because it acquires Chshibes from the perspective of Isurim Shem Hamfuroshim Teo? This is what is it. V'yeshlim ad mekol mokim kazayis chomotvei sh'arei zayis u'shilukis ol v'chomokim v'davke l'bayis tomei avu l'bayis toyolei. Then another question is, why does Rav Ezda buy in connection with Bais Tomei? He could, as the same question, Zorak, Kazai Strumo, the Bais Toya. So what is a Chshives? Avol Bais Toya Loi, Avol Gavdi Choshif Lu, Kisol of Zorich Lei. Because if he Zah will eat it, so then he'll be Chayek. So, Mimele, so Mimele, since it acquires Chshives, Ligavizar Eichle, he should acquire Chshives, Ligavizoy. So Tesis gives a very simple teres. Mishum Hochele, Choshele, Pochas, Mikreges, Kibin, Mikazos, Libual, Mikazizu. When can we apply the concept that if it acquires Chshives, Ligavizoy, so it acquires Chshives, Ligavizoy, only when for the specific itzoy it acquires. So if it's libayis tomei, so why does it acquire chshives ligabi diserachile? Because of the itzoy, because of the zrike. If not for the zrike, it wouldn't be tomei. Why is it tomei? Because it falls. And heretofore, poches mikibetzo, eichmik meim, and they are tomei anyway, because they are in the avir of the bayis tomei. So Mimele, through the Zrike, it acquires Chshives Ligabi, the Iser of eating and bitum. Without the Zrike, it wouldn't be Tomei. Mashenkin, so far, if it's a Bais Toya, so the Iser of Fozar or Ichle is not attributable to the Zrike, even without the Zrike, Zakanatides. So Mimele, it's not Chayach to say that. That seems to be Svara Pshutim, but the Rashbam is Chelek on it. Now let's see the Rambam. The Rambam mentions a Teisves that mentions the Rashbam Shita, but it's not in our Teisves. It's not in our
Teisves.
The Zayis Tumah is only Asim Bahir. The Rais Tumah Tmeo, the Kevin is not allowed to eat it, it's had an So he mentions Jesus. Tesis Asikashe. Here, the Gemara says, maybe since it requires Chashivas Ligabi, the Isatume, some melee it requires Chashivas Ligabi Itzoy. But in order to be high for Itzoy, there has to be a Kira and Anochi. When does the car require the Chashivas in respect to Yisrachile? When it falls into the bias. That's the Anochi. But at the time of the Akire, it's not Tomei's yet. And how can he? So there is no Chashivas taking place in regard to the Yisrachile insofar as the Akire is concerned. Only insofar as the Anochi is concerned, there is a Chashivas regarding the Yisrachile. But at the time of the Akire, there is no Chashivas
regarding. Why? It was the Kazayas. It was a Kazayas at the time.
But when he made the Akira over the Kazayas, it wasn't Tomei as yet.
Oh.
It became Tomei when it fell. But at the time of the Akira, there was no Chashivas Ligabi di Yisrachile. So, Mishlei, this is Machius Manochi, Kishurim is Tarafim Tomei. Elo Akira, Holekel Shure, Udidi Loikash. דענון הוח אמונה מי דמחייב ליניה מתמי תרומה חשיב עזריקה מחייב נמל נשאבס תחשיב עזריקה די אפשר בלעקיר לנוח in other words the Ramban gives a very simple term. I mean, I would say the same thing, because true that the Yisar Achille accrues only after the Anoch, but the whole Akir is made for the purpose of Anoch. So Mele, since the Anoche, and the Akira and the Anoche, that's part and parcel of the Abeya, all right, I mean, so the time of the Akira is certainly part, I mean, even according to the Chaim, so the interim is not part of the Mais Abeya, but the Akira is an essential ingredient of the Mais Abeya. So Mele, since the Anoche, it acquires Shives Ligabi the Yisar of Achille Bitume, so Mele and the Akire is an essential part of the same Avere as the Anoche, so it acquires Shives Ligabi Tzoy Bishabes. Very simple task. Lidili Kashir Anoche Amrin and Mechayev Mita Bitume Shives Rike Mechayev Namely, Shabbos Shabbos Zuke, the Efshab Reakir Anoche, Ochi the Akshin on the Nilitz Kazayis, Lin Shabbos, Name Bikazayik, in Shishamino, Amit Kazayis, Names, Uchadosh of Nasheret, the Migi, the Hoshev Lin Tume, Hoshev Namel, Lin Shabbos. At the end of Perika Matsnia, the Mishnah says, that's our Libet Rab Yudi, because our Libet Rab Shimon, so Meitzi Mes, is Potter, is Moch, and Tchelgufo. But a libel of Judah, the Lord should go for his chayev. So if somebody is meitzi neshus rabbi, kazai is min ames, he is chayev. What? But it's less than a kairas. The answer is, it has chshives, ligabei hatzolem itume. Because as long as the kazai is min ames, he is in the neshus rabbi, everybody is exposed to the possibility of becoming contaminated. When he takes it away from the Rishus Rabbi, so he's matzil the people from the Tume, he's matzil from the Tume. So the Midi Choshim Tume, Choshit Namer Nishabes, Avot Shindemus Legamre, or Vehim Omru, and he mentions the name of the cases, Vishem Aravrub Shmuelval, in very strange way, Vashasakir Vadachai, Kim Shueichel Ninzah, שעזר או איך הוא ליקר לו בקזייס ולזור כלי בהיסטוריה ישחי המחיר שניתמאיס פורח ממנו לאיסר זורס שאין זור ליקר לו ביק חילש, טרמנדס חילש. So the Rashbam says it's striking חילש. He says that now Tesla says, now let's see Rosh Tesla. Tesis says at the end, so he says, Vidavke libai istome, ava libai istoya loy. The reason as to why Rove asked the bai in connection with bai istome, not in connection with bai istoya, even though it acquired his kshives, the gabidi iser, Because the Yisrael of Zah.